Hey everyone, Ken's Wild here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. So, it is safe to say that my quarter-life crisis has come to an end. Some of you may have noticed that, like, my social medias just became very different, very out there, they were my personal life, but they were kind of boring, kind of repetitive, kind of weird. And even, like, with my podcast, I was just sharing a bunch of random stories that I encountered throughout my everyday life, and so I finally feel it's time to, you know, I've had some time to grow. I've had some time, you know, to have my mental breakdown and to, like I called it, my quarter life crisis. And so now it's time to start returning to, like, the more educational content, the life lessons, the equine stuff that everyone knows me for and that everyone loves me for. And so I'm going to start season 3 of my podcast. I can't believe we're already on season 3, with kind of just like an overall theme of life goes on. Within this episode, we are going to be discussing the BLM Mustangs and the Roundups and all that fun stuff and how it compares to human life and what exactly we can learn from it. So to kind of just start at the beginning, there is this massive debate within the equine industry and just between, like, animal activists and stuff in general about why do we round up wild horses, right? We have all these feral horses that are out on the range, out on BLM land, and they're taking up grazing land, and there's just not enough resources to go around. And some people want these horses to remain wild and free because they are a part of America's history. But on the other side of things, when you look at it from a more realistic standpoint, it is impossible to keep these horses wild and free. And so some of you may like this, some of you may not, but I am 100% pro Roundup. And reasoning for this is because until you have seen a foal nursing from its dead mother who died of starvation, until you have seen horses die brutal, horrific deaths of starvation and dehydration, or get attacked by a predator simply because they were too weak to defend themselves, like, once you have seen all of that, then you can tell me that these horses need to stay wild, right? Because all of this stuff is truly horrific. There are just not enough resources to go around in the wild for these horses to sustain themselves, along with a bunch of other species and the cattle and just all kinds of other things, right? So these roundups are absolutely necessary for the well-being of the horse. Now, are these roundups necessarily great or ideal? Absolutely not. You know, they're traumatizing these horses with helicopters, shoving them into these tight enclosed spaces and then shoving them all on a trailer and unloading them in the pens and separating from their families. Like, it can be a truly traumatic process. So I fully believe that the roundup process itself could be managed better. But I also agree with the fact that these animals need to be rounded up, because I would much rather these horses end up in a safe, loving home in somebody's backyard than starving to death on the range. Now, that's also not exactly how it goes for every single horse. You know, some horses get rounded up and live in the pens till the day they die. Or maybe they get rounded up, they find a home, and get passed on to the next home, and the next home, and the next home. Like, I've dealt with a lot of Mustangs. I've dealt with a lot of unhandled horses. Like, my entire career was made off of aggressive and traumatized horses. And throughout this process, I came across a lot of Mustangs. All of my horses are Mustangs as well, just because Mustangs have endured trauma. You know, they were taken away. Their freedom was taken away. They were shoved into domestication and had to learn to live in a world that just was not meant for them. Looking at how the Mustang roundups compare to our human lives, right? So just because Mustangs are on the range because they know their freedom and they are used to their freedom does not mean that it's healthy or correct, if that makes any sense at all. So looking at that from a human perspective, you know, we may be living a certain way or doing something within our life that, while we're used to it and while we're comfortable with it, it doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy or safe. An example I like to use of this: I used to be an addict. I'm currently a recovering addict, and I've been in recovery for quite some time. I used to know addiction like the back of my hand. It was something it was a part of my everyday life, but just because it was a part of my life and it was something that I knew did not make it healthy or did not make it right. Another example is this past year has been incredibly, incredibly rough on me. First off, it started with me just barely escaping this very abusive, very toxic guy who I think has fled the country by now, but I don't know. And then it moved to me losing everything that I have worked my ass off for. Like, I built my life from the ground up, and then I pissed somebody off and she made it her goal to take it all away from me, and was kind of partially somewhat successful, even though, like, it's a weird story. And then I ended up getting into a near fatal equine accident, damn near almost fucking died. And now I've had to learn to live with epilepsy as the result of a traumatic brain injury. And I had to relearn to walk again within this process as well. So it has been an incredibly difficult year for me. And so that kind of just led to me having my quarter life crisis, which is where I'm like, you know, I really don't know what the fuck is going on with my life right now. I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just going to like give up, you know, and I don't really know if giving up was the right terminology for that, you know, but I stopped really caring what I put online or what I was doing. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I make money on social media. So I'm just going to post a bunch of random shit and hope that it, you know, it makes sense. And, you know, I kind of lost a part of myself there. And that, you know, that's another sign, you know, comparing it to the round. Is that just because we are living our lives a certain way or because we are going through a rough patch in our lives does not mean that it's healthy, which moves on to the next point. So we have these Mustangs, they get rounded up and, you know, their whole lives have been flipped upside down. They're like, whoa, everything I was used to, everything I had once known is now no more. And now I'm trying to learn to live in this world with these two-legged fucking weirdos who just took everything from me and now they want me to trust them. So, you know, these Mustangs, we pulled them out of the wild and now we're trying to teach them what it's like to be a domestic horse, to rely on humans, to trust humans for survival, right? And that in itself is a pretty scary, traumatic event. It's a traumatic experience. But just because that moment right there, that moment of realizing that their lives will never be the same again, they will never have their freedom again, and you know everything is forever changed, that doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way forever. It doesn't mean they're going to remain in this scary state of what the fuck is happening next. And it's the exact same thing with humans as well. You know, just because we are having a quarter life crisis or we are going through a rough patch and learning to adapt to a new way of life or grow from a different way of life doesn't mean that that rough thing's going to be there forever, right? It doesn't mean you're going to be sitting there like, you know, in this state of what the hell, I don't understand, I'm angry right now. You can choose to sit in that moment and be like, I'm angry, I'm pissed off, I don't like how things are going, and you can stay there forever if you truly want to. You know, we do have these Mustangs that end up in the pens for life or they end up in sanctuaries, you know, and so you can kind of be like that, even though those Mustangs didn't really have a choice. But you can sit there and wallow in self-pity and look at this change in your life, and you can use it to destroy you or you can use it to grow as an individual. Now these Mustangs are either getting placed into homes, they're either staying in the pens, ending up in sanctuaries. You know, these Mustangs kind of start, you know, separating off into their own little groups of what may or may not happen to them, you know what I mean? And so let's say this horse gets adopted out and now they have to learn to trust this human and trust this individual. It's going to be a shitty process, don't get me wrong. There's going to be times where they're like super afraid. There are going to be setbacks because at the end of the day, recovery is not linear. And a Mustang is a Mustang. It's a horse who is recovering from trauma. I don't care what you want to say. Mustangs have been traumatized and the recovery process is a bitch. And so now, you know, they're trying to trust this human and it's going to be an uphill battle. It is not going to be easy and it's just going to be rough. That's how it is. And that is how it is with the healing journey and with the growth and changing. You know, we're going to have moments where we look at our lives and we're all, what in the literal fuck? But as we change and as we grow, it can be a messy process. You know, you guys saw my social media as it just went to shit, but that growth can be a messy process. And it's not always the nicest process, but eventually you come out the other end of it, right? These horses, you know, may actually start to trust people and be like, oh my God, you're my mommy. And be like, you know, they're no longer reliant on whatever the hell in the wild. They're like, oh no, my mommy brings me carrots and treats and spoils me rotten. I like this a whole hell of a lot better than fighting for my life out in the wild. And so they start to develop this trust towards humans and learn the way of domestication and actually adapt to it, right? And it's the same thing with humans. You know, as we continue with the healing process and continue with the recovery process, we start to come out the other end of it. We start to be like, oh, okay, so this was shitty, but look at where it brought us. You know, just like the Mustangs, they had to be rounded up for their own good. Sometimes we have to leave a life behind for our own well-being. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't for a reason. You know, these Mustangs turn out very well. They turn out great on the other end. And it's the exact same process with humans. You know, we have the ability to change, to adapt, and become a different, better version of ourselves if we allow ourselves to do so. If we let ourselves heal, work on ourselves day in and day out, then we can be a better person and be a better individual than we once were. Now, let's say this Mustang has been trained up, and now whoever trained it decides, hey, you're a really nice horse, I'm going to sell you now, right? And so, you know, this horse might end up in a home where they don't treat it as well as the first person did. And that's an indicator that, you know, we may start making leaps and bounds in our lives and in our recovery and our healing journey. But that doesn't mean we're not going to fall on setbacks. We're not going to fall on hard times, because we do. I mean, look at all the horses or all the Mustangs that we end up looking and finding at the auction houses, or Mustangs that have been further traumatized or re-traumatized by an inexperienced handler. You know, we are going to, you know, we can get back on our feet and we can grow and we can change, but that doesn't mean we're not going to fall on hard times again. You know, we kind of need the bad times to balance out the good times, because if all we ever knew were the good times, how would we know that it was a good time? How would we know that it was a happy, wonderful time that we were experiencing if that's all we had ever known? So we kind of need the bad times to balance out the good, and life will forever be a roller coaster of up and down and up and down and up and down. But over time, you learn to manage better. You know, this horse might be like, oh, you know, this person treated me like shit. But this person treated me a little bit better, so I like this person a lot, you know. Or, you know, just with humans, you know, it might be like, oh, you know, that was shitty. But now we're going to move on. We're going to grow from that. And the next time you handle it a little bit better than you did that first time, because you've learned from experience. You have gained more miles under your belt. And that is where the topic of this podcast episode, Life Goes On, comes into play. You know, we will have our good times and we will have our bad times, but life goes on. You know, just because we are going through a shit time, right, just because these Mustangs had to leave their life of freedom behind, doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It just means that life goes on. You know, they will start to experience a better life of domestication. They will start to experience what it's like to be loved by a human being, what it's like to live a life where they don't know where their next meal is coming from, right? They get to live a life that is so much better than what it once was. It doesn't mean that the bad times are forever over. It just means that they've learned to grow. They've learned to adapt. You know, life goes on. It's the exact same thing with humans. We're going to have our hard times. We're going to have to leave some of that behind to grow as an individual, but life goes on. You know, we're going to have our bad times come up again, but life goes on. And we need to keep remembering that phrase throughout our lives, is that yes, we're going to have bad times, but it's not forever. You know, just because, you know, look at the Mustang. When they're first rounded up, when you first experience a traumatic event, that you may think that that is the end. You know, that is all you are going to get. That is all you are gaining from that experience. But it's not. You know, life will continue. You will be able to grow. You'll be able to heal and see life from a completely different perspective. You just have to have that mindset that life goes on and that everything will be all right. It may not be all right right then and there, but it will be okay as time goes on. My closing thoughts to this entire podcast episode: life is rough, man. Life is so unbelievably difficult. And, you know, the things that I have been on social media lately from the wild child have not been the greatest, I fully admit. But life goes on. You know, no matter what you may be going through right now, whatever you may go through in the future, I want you guys to know and to remember that it is not forever. You know, everything in life is temporary. Just because you may be in an abusive situation now does not mean you will always be in an abusive situation. Just because, you know, something is, but just because you're financially in debt right now doesn't mean you will always be that way. So your current circumstance is temporary. The only thing permanent in life is death. And so no matter what you're going through, keep going. You know, life goes on. Life will get better. You have to work to make it better, but life will get better. It'll get better. Things will get easier. You'll learn how to manage things a lot better as time goes on as well. You just have to let time go. You have to let life go on. You can't just give up. So again, those are my closing thoughts. No matter what you're going through, you got this. You can get through this and you can make a better life for yourself. You just got to work for it. With that being said, I hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast episode. Everything is going to start getting a lot more how it used to be, you know, more educational stuff, life lessons, similar to how it used to be, with a little changes, of course, because again, now I'm adapting, I'm growing as an individual. So definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, our podcasts available wherever you listen to podcasts, or TikTok. We also have a brand new website, super fancy and recreated. So definitely check that out. We are a sponsored rider for both Jeweled and Tooled Custom Leathers and a company called EEHP, otherwise the ones who are the creator of the Dragon Tamer supplement. So if you guys are interested in that, check out our social medias. We have discount codes and all kinds of fun stuff for that as well. So with that that being said, I hope you all have a fantastic, amazing, wonderful rest of your day. It is really good to kind of be returning to my, to a different version, a better version of myself. So stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and I'll see y'all next week.